Proclamation number 7822, dated the February 10th, 1961. Prerequisite for the outpouring of the Spirit. The outpouring of the Spirit requires certain conditions to be fulfilled, because my Spirit can only pour into an open receptacle which has been prepared such that my Spirit will be able to flow into it. This preparation, in turn, requires psychological work which the person must have carried out on himself. With other words, the human being must have prepared an abode for me, because my presence is absolutely necessary in order to be able to express myself through my spirit. Although the spiritual spark rests dormant in every person, it must first be awakened to life. The relationship with the Eternal Father Spirit must be established first, before it can express itself. And this bond will be established. The spiritual spark will come alive, when the human being lives a life of love, when he, through loving actions, draws me myself to himself, who is love itself. Through love, the human being has to purify his soul from all layers which cannot be penetrated by light. Then he prepares himself, he shapes himself into a receiving vessel for the Divine Spirit. He fulfills the conditions which result in an outpouring of the Spirit. And he must believe that my Spirit flows into him, that the Father wants and is able to speak to his child. And again, he will only believe this if he shapes himself into love, for only when he believes in a working of my spirit within himself will he also attentively listen within to what this spirit communicates to him. As long as this belief is missing, he will never be able to speak of a gift of the spirit. He will simply not awaken the dormant forces within him, and thus, they will not be able to express themselves either, although they are present in him. Love will, however, soon enlighten his thinking. This is why a loving person will also soon be able to believe if his striving is spiritually oriented, and he tries to live in accordance with my will. Yet my spirit will not push itself to the fore. No human being will ever hear the voice of my spirit who has not consciously established a bond with me in order to hear me. For it requires him to listen inwards if he wants to hear me and receive instructions full of wisdom, which only my spirit can impart to him. And precisely this belief in the working of my spirit has been lost by people, so that they look at a completely natural process, which was only intended to demonstrate my great love for people, with utter incredulity, even though I myself gave them a promise to stay with people and guide them into all truth. They don't understand this promise, or they would believe in it and grant greater significance to my word which sounds to them from above or is passed on to them through my messengers. My spirit merely requires a prepared vessel so that it can pour into it. Then, however, he will also give evidence of himself. It will speak to you like a father speaks to his children, and he will enlighten you whenever you desire to be taught by him. But he cannot express himself where love and faith are missing, where the human being has not carried out the work of improving his soul by shaping himself into love and having already discarded all impurities of his soul. For I can only take abode in a pure heart full of love which can bear my presence. However, wherever these prerequisites are present, that is where I dwell and testify to my presence. I pour out my spirit over all flesh. I teach and comfort, I guide people into truth, I remain with them until the end of the world. Amen.